We just opened up the first phase of Fun for All Playground. Absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. Every day, it's been open a week, and we're averaging several hundreds of people out there every day, and very well loved, very well liked, but it's just the first phase. So we're looking at moving forward with phase two, which includes the Carolyn and John David Crowe Field, which the building of that actually doubles as the restrooms. And so we're getting a lot of questions about, hey, where's the restrooms out here? That's coming as part of phase two. And so we're looking forward to that over the next year.
What's your timeline that you think that that will be ready to go?
We are actually going to open bids on that at the end of this month. And so we hope to have a recommended construction contract to council in September. And then hopefully then construction would start this fall and continue through. About this time next year, we might be ribbon cutting again.
So this is a revolutionary type of a facility. I'm guessing that that's probably caught the attention of other cities.
Oh, it has. We've already gotten a lot of questions about who we dealt with, how we raised the money. I've got to tell you, the service organizations in this town and the local citizens that have been involved, they raised over $2.5 million already. Mm-hmm. That is just absolutely incredible. And so it's definitely a community project, and we're continuing to move forward on that. So a lot of cities are wondering how in the world you did that. And then we actually, some of the service organizations are sending down their national groups to see what we did here so that they can actually try to copy that throughout the nation.
Good. Great to be a role model.